Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Eureka police arrested two parolees in connection with a residential burglary on Manzanita Street yesterday. Officers responded to the residence after an alarm went off, and neighbors and witnesses reported seeing two men jump over a back fence and flee. Officers started searching for the two suspects, later identified as 46-year-old Travis Morgan and 26-year-old Stuart Anderson. A sergeant on patrol spotted the two men walking bicycles on O Street, and both men fled the scene on foot, dropping the bags they were holding along the way. While that chase was underway, another victim of a burglary, this time at a residence on O Street, told officers that the bikes the suspects were walking had been stolen along with other items from his house earlier in the day. Officers recovered items stolen from both residences, including cash, computers, small electronics, coins, and jewelry, and then apprehended Morgan near Sequoia Park. Anderson, who sustained injuries, was later arrested after being found hiding in the woods. Officers found drugs and more stolen items in his possession, and both men were booked on a litany of charges and are ineligible for bail due to their parole status. Fortuna police officers were called to the 4100 block of Loop Road early this morning after receiving a report of an attempted burglary and shots fired. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who told officers that two men had attempted to break into their residence through the front door. While the suspects struggled with the door, one of the residents fired a shotgun at the suspects through a nearby window. The suspects then fled the scene in a late-model blue minivan. Witnesses were able to only get a partial license plate reading 6TL. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact Fortuna Police. The city of Eureka made the decision earlier this year to suspend its search for a new police chief and instead appointed longtime interim chief Merle Harpum to the position on a full-time basis. Harpum, who has worked for the Eureka Police Department for 56 years, will be made the official chief of police at a swearing-in ceremony scheduled for next Wednesday, the 26th, in City Council chambers at noon. Governor Jerry Brown signed into law today a bill authored by North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro. The bill, Assembly Bill 2284, gives law enforcement new tools to combat illegal marijuana grows on both public and privately owned forest lands. Chesbro said, and I quote, "The bill will make our forests safer with regards to public safety and the environment. One of my motivations for authoring this legislation was to address the increasing violence and threat of violence that makes it dangerous for those who work in our public and privately owned forest lands or for those who go there to hike, bike, hunt, or fish." The law allows law enforcement to pull over vehicles hauling agricultural irrigation supplies through timber preserve zones and adds additional penalties for fish and game violations at illegal grow sites. And one other bill that Governor Brown signed into law will protect small businesses against abusive lawsuits filed for violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Senate Bill 1186 reduces fines for infractions or violations of the act by 75%, and businesses with 25 or fewer employees will have to pay only half the current fine of $4,000 if found to be in damages. The bill will also help local governments assist business owners in ensuring they are ADA compliant by expanding the Certified Access Inspection Program. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man.
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are many challenges facing Catherine Lehner, the new president at the College of the Redwoods, but two issues are at the top of that list, accreditation and the budget. Lehner, who has plenty of experience dealing with the State Accreditation Commission, says that when those eyes are upon a school, it can spur administrators.
That is what the opportunity of us being on accreditation sanction is at College of the Redwoods, is that we know that we cannot continue with inertia and doing the things the way we always have done them in the past. So it's given us the opportunity to look at other ways to do it. It also helps us to focus in on our mission, what the goals of the college are, our strategic plan. And if we always keep students first in our minds and every decision we make is based upon how it will help the students, then I think we can't go wrong.
with the state cutting education funding, keeping the school's primary mission, educating students, as that primary concern, is all important.
As the budget dollars have increased in many years throughout history, we've been able to focus those extra dollars on programs that we want to develop to help students. But it also goes the other way. It's harder, but as the budget is cut, we look at taking the dollars out of areas that will least affect the students.
Redwoods will be back before the Accreditation Commission in October. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.